You reach your Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Jada. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, well, not necessarily the roadside, but driveway. I lock my keys in my car at home.
Okay. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm at home.
All right. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, Ayana, I-Y-A-N-A, last name Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
And what's a good callback number for you?
What's this number? Because my phone locked in the car. 470-917-8202.
So 470-917-8202. And would you like to receive text message updates on that phone number about the status of your service?
Please.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And can you provide me with your policy number?
It's CSVA-380355.
And the full VIN number of the vehicle?
Hold on, let me go through my policy a little bit. Where would I find it?
It's on the vehicle, on the driver's side windshield, or it's somewhere in your policy paperwork where your vehicle information is listed.
Okay, let me look at that. Policy. Yeah, okay, it's 5, the letter N, the letter P, the letter E, the letter U, 4. 6F77H254248.
4248
as
in Holly?
No, 4248
as in number 8.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And was the 8 before that, before the two sevens, was that a letter H or a number 8?
You mean after?
I just repeat it back to you. You can correct me. So I have 5,
okay.
Nancy, Paul, Elephant, Umbrella, 4-6, Frank,
7-7-8-254-248. Yeah, but after the
7-7,
it's an H as in house.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the phone with the insurance people trying to do it. Why you gotta break the one?
Ma'am, on your insurance paperwork, do you see any number referring to a member ID? The policy number is not pulling up your coverage for me.
I don't see nothing that say member ID. I just see policy number.
Okay, and your insurance is with Acceptance, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
That's the one who directed me to you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am. And can I have the effective date of that insurance policy?
Hold on. You go back. Would that be on my card, like my ID card?
Or on your insurance paperwork.
It's a packet effective 10/31/2021. 10/31/21? Yeah. But I'm going to go to my bill invoice because that don't even sound all right.
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I've been having this insurance since May.
Okay, you said May, and what's the day of that date?
May 27th.
May 27th of 22?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so my system is prompting me to let you know that if you would like to continue, you'll have to pay the out-of-pocket expense for the service since I couldn't pull up your policy number. But you can submit a receipt to your insurance for a reimbursement consideration.
How much is it?
I can get a quote from you from a service provider after I get your vehicle's information. And you can choose to accept or decline. I'm sorry.
Why is not putting on my policy number?
I'm not sure. I looked you up by the policy and the VIN number. So I have CSGA-380355.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And I've looked it up by the VIN number as well, and it's not pulling up for me.
That's crazy because I'm looking at it through my app.
Yes, ma'am. So it might not be the insurance policy. It may be that do you have roadside assistance? Do you know if you have roadside assistance on your policy?
How much I pay in insurance? It better be on there.
So it may be because you may not have roadside assistance on your policy. You can call your insurance company to confirm if you do.
Okay,
but if you wanted to continue, it would have to be out of pocket. But you can submit the receipt to your insurance company.
Okay.
Okay, did you want to do that?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see how much it'll be.
Okay, that's fine. So can you give me your home address, please?
9019 Dorsey Road.
And what was that city, state, and zip?
Riverdale, Georgia,
30274. Uh-huh. All right. And what is the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle?
It's a 2013 Volkswagen CC Sport, and it's like a grayish color.
And you said it was a CT4?
CC Sport.
All right, ma'am. So I just have to ask you a couple of questions for the provider that's going to come and do your service.
Uh-huh.
Give me one second here. All right, so are those keys inside of the passenger compartment of the vehicle and not in the trunk?
No, they're on the back seat. I was cleaning out the car.
Okay. And are there any broken keys involved?
Huh?
Are there any broken keys involved?
Uh-uh.
And does that vehicle have power locks and power windows?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold so I can get you a quote for the service and ETA from a provider, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second.